City suffers. Monday morning, the 11th of April, join the crowds from West London rushing for the Central Line tube. Grab a copy of the free sheet City AM from the guy, paid to hand them out. What a cheerful start to the week for workers, particularly those at the bottom of city firms. The headline in this right-wing paper is City facing stark growth warning it starts workers in the square mile, should brace for deep cuts to both bonuses and jobs, with economists warning that faltering deals, stalled IPOs and market difficulties will take an extreme toll on the city over the coming months. They pour off the tube at Holborn, Chancery Lane, Bank and Liverpool Street, to extravagant prestige office buildings, to routine, mostly boring jobs organizing the multi-millions of the 1% of money grubbers, including how they can avoid taxes. The same paper warns, however, chief execs are feeling the heat. BP oil boss Bob Dudley had proposed he get a £13.9 million pay packet. Reckitt Benckiser chief Rakesh Kapoor wanted a £23 million package. And Sir Martin Sorrell of advertising giant WPP wanted £62.8 million. Even the big city shareholder organizations are extremely embarrassed by these amounts, and there will be revolts at the annual general meetings. While Cameron, Osborne and all governments could act on these obscenities, they will continue to argue that, as with their own finances, this is within the law. The fact they also make the law is not to be mentioned. It can be clearly seen who they are really all in this together with, and it's not city workers, or any other workers. Keith Dickinson, Acton, West London.